Hallelujah. Boy, boy, that was the fastest 45 minutes ever, right, guys? All right. We're the Chelsea Curve. Thank you for listening. I gotta play everything fast, right? All the times we were looking for something, but there's nothing going on around here. Undiscovered and undiscovered, but there's nothing going on around here. Looking for something, anything, I wonder if there's anything I have to walk about, talk about. On the pavement there and down my treads, there's nothing going on around here. Anytime, sad and wow, wow, nothing going on around here. Chatting time to keep from going under, but there's nothing going on around here. You got nothing, I got something.
Thank you to the Chelsea Curve for playing. We'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Eyewitness.
If I could be anything, I would be your everything. Don't believe anything that I say. No one knows what I'm feeling. I'm afraid to reveal it. Don't repeat anything that I say. Would she miss me? The end is coming quickly. Would she kiss me before I leave? If I could be anything, I would be your everything. Don't believe anything that I say. There goes the sun. Would you miss me?
before the ice cracks the earth. The sparrow she never leaves just bathes in the dust. Now we must pull up the roots and fly, my love, out west. Do you know we're gonna need you now? Do shed our clothes? Are we afraid of a summer breeze? To someone you love, call up your recklessness. But you know that caution leads us to self-destruct. Do you know
When Particles Collide. Of course, I only stutter on the air. That was We're Gonna Need You Now from their latest Fade to Gold. And we have some Chelsea Curve in here.
Hello.
All right. You guys should be on now.
Hi.
There we are.
I think we're on.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Now, you see, that's the only time you sounded like Harvey Firestein.
Yes, most of the day I was fretting that I might come across as that, but I don't know. I think if you scream loud enough, it just sort of burns it out. It just kind of like, you know, scrapes all the phlegm out of your throat. Thank you. I'm Linda.
You think that's how it works?
I don't know how it works. I don't.
You have some good cord Paschetti going on.
I know. I'm like Pigpen with cords, though. You should have seen me in the studio. Like, my headphones were all in my bass.
Oh, wow. That is some
even Phil's amazing.
I don't know how it happens. I just picked it up.
If you move more than a millimeter, you're toast.
I'm stuck.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try.
It totally is.
Anyway.
I thought I was bad with tangles, but they totally tamed it and zip tied it down to the counter.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
I like that. Anyway, so that was fun. Thank you for having us.
All right. So was that really a 45-minute set that you just blasted through in 30?
You must have time traveled or something, you know. It's we're very thorough and very, you know. And then we did that epic, like, prog rock, like, 10-minute song in the middle. Did you miss that one, Phil?
I totally missed that one.
Maybe Joel didn't press the button on that one.
The 10-minute promo spot.
That must have been when I was talking about hydration and stuff. I don't know.
We stretched out on the promo. I think that's what it was.
It probably was not.
You were very well hydrated. Everyone knows that you were very well hydrated.
Well, it's very important, you know. It was probably not 45 minutes because we have a bunch of songs, but they're pretty short, and we like to play them really fast, so... I don't know. That's probably like a good 18 minutes there or something.
That's about average.
I time travel too, so I can't tell.
Oh, okay. So either it was time travel or you're just speeding up for...
excitement.
Yeah.
So that we have to hydrate more, I suppose.
Well, you're clearly working for hydration.
I wish I was getting paid to hydrate, but I'm not. No. But anyway, I'm kind of silly. But we are the Chelsea Curve, and that was our rock.
We have a rock and roll performance coming up, don't we?
We do. Thank you, Ron, for bringing it back around. We're going to be playing at Sally O'Brien's on June 15th, so plan ahead. And we are with Justine and the Unclean.
Yes.
And the Daylilies, too, so it's going to be wicked fun. And
That's a really good bill.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Justine put it together, and she knows her stuff.
Definitely you and Justine.
Yeah, so come, everybody.
And that's June 15th at Sally O's?
That's right.
Well, Sally O's is the host venue for our 30th anniversary celebration.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
So, I mean, that was just a coincidental pluck.
No, that's good. And I'm excited... the Barneys are playing too. Did I read that right?
I'm sorry?
Are the Barneys reuniting for
Yes. Yay. The Barneys are going to reunite for a performance.
I love the Barneys.
So there you go.
Cool. So that's our show that we have coming up. We're kind of new, so we're just getting started. And you're on the ground floor, Phil. So.
Excellent. On the ground floor, three stories up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the third floor of Curtis Hall.
That's why I asked Ron if I could borrow his tiny bass amp.
I was looking for my tiny kick drum, but couldn't find one. So
you should be like one of those monkeys that has the little drum cymbals. But anyway,
no, don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
All right, we won't. We'll continue to rock and roll the way that we're accustomed to.
We were hoping some rich alumni had put in an elevator.
But not yet. Not yet. We've been here 30 years and they have not put in an elevator yet.
Well, a boy can dream.
Yeah. I smell fundraiser.
Oh, good idea, Timmy.
Elevator fundraiser.
The elevator.
We can get some hydration places to sponsor it. Get you water.
Yes.
Raise some monies.
Yes, Poland Spring. Let me do my Harvey Fire.
Yeah.
Poland Spring will be
good.
Poland will be sponsoring the elevator fun drive.
That's excellent.
Look how anti-hydration that sign is, though.
I know. I mean, we're trying to protect the equipment. That's why you didn't bring hydration in the studio.
Now, would you allow if I had to have like an IV to hydrate me in there? Because it kind of felt like I did. And an oxygen tank too. Maybe just because we time travel, that probably like wears you out a little.
Yeah, totally.
I would think time travel would dehydrate you just a little.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little raisiny.
A little raisiny.
I love that.
But there's got to be another word for that.
Pruny?
Yeah, that's it. Pruny. Raisiny.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Same thing, different fruit. Right, Ron?
Maybe.
So how long have you guys been together?
Let's see.
Where do you want to start counting?
Tim on guitar, Sarah, say mm-hmm. Hi, Tim. Got together and started to, like, just make little song bits over the past couple of years. And then we were, like, finally, like, you know, let's make a band. And funnily enough, just when I was thinking, let's see, let's get a drummer. And Ron was like, hey, Linda, do you want to maybe be in, I have a new band, do you want to play in it? I'm like, no, but do you want to play in mine?
No!
And he said, all right, so, sorry, Ron.
Should the total, like, double sell on that. Like, no, I'm mentioning your crappy songs, but you can play in mine.
And here we are now. So this was, let's see, we've only had 2 shows so far. So we are pretty new.
Okay.
And we hope to do more. We're going to be playing in June. And
we're very exclusive about our shows, though. We've turned down more than 2.
For all good reasons.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. New band. If you're turning down shows.
We know what
shows,
we like, Bill.
If you're turning down shows, it's not a good sign.
I don't want to play a Monday night at 12:30 at Poo Poo's.
But Poo Poo's has such a good sound system.
Oh. That's in Chelsea.
Oh, hey. Poo Poo's.
It's right under the curb.
Oh, Poo Poo's. Yes.
But yeah, we are pretty much getting started.
Yeah. No, that's great. You guys are very tight in there, and we're looking forward to hearing more.
Phil, you know why we were tight?
Why is that?
Because we were dehydrated. We're like,
really? That you think that's
poor man's Botox?
Skin was stretching out.
Poor man's Botox. There is your album title,
right?
I like it.
There you go. Poor man's Botox.
Just don't drink for a week.
It'll do it.
Don't drink anything.
No, but we hope to have more shows. Really looking forward to that June show. June 15th at Sally O'Brien's. It's going to be wicked fun.
Yeah, with Justine and the Unclean. She's been doing a lot of stuff around here lately.
I love them.
Yeah, so... And Daylilies, they're pretty new too. Oh, yeah. So, pretty new super group.
That's right. They are super. They're wicked super.
Wicked super.
Wicked. I can't do it now. I'm so bad. I can't even do Harvey. Wicked super.
Well, I'm surprised that I can.
You're winning, Phil.
Go for Carol Channing.
Corn. Now, where did I have corn?
Yeah, I can't. I cannot do Carol Channing. Sorry. No. So.
So that's our story.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're new. We played a couple shows. We're gonna play some more. We like to rock and roll. And I don't know what else to add to that. Rock and roll. Hallelujah.
Maybe make a record at some point.
Yes. At some point, we'll record. We'll work that out as we go along. It'll all work out, right?
I mean...
Live at MFO sounds
this
good.
This has been recorded for posterity.
I know. There's our record. All right.
There it is.
All right, everyone.
So how can people get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. We got the Facebook page. Just go on Facebook, The Chelsea Curve, and you'll find us.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. No, I will let you guys break down and all of that. I know you guys were. I know the dreaded post gig breakdown. But the upside is it involves a lot of hydration.
Thank goodness. I'm looking forward to that, Phil.
Yeah,
I really am.
I figure you would.
Well, thank you very much for having
us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Phil.
Playing.
This is great.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
It was a lot of fun to listen to. I'm sorry I missed the 10-minute Prague epic. I mean...
Joel was on guest xylophone. It was epic.
It was awesome.
Producer Joel loves Prague epics. So, and any chance for him to break out the xylophone...
It was in like 7/4 time. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Even better, you are speaking his language.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
No, but thank you so much. I kind of overheard a little bit of you doing the doing some promo jam. And
oh, you heard that then?
A little bit, not just a little bit, because I had to play songs here, but I am looking forward to hearing those promos. So
you're gonna love them, Phil.
Excellent.
They're gonna be on the album too.
Excellent.
We're gonna put everything we've ever recorded on the album.
We'll get to 45 minutes at some point.
Whatever it takes.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Go see them.
Thank you.
On June 15th at Sally O'Brien's. They're going to blast through 45 minutes and 30.
We might have 36 minutes.
They may have 36 minutes by that point.
Stretch it out.
Okay. Stretch that out and make sure to provide them with hydration.
Please do.
So, anyway, thank you so much, Chelsea Curve.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Yay. Bye.
All right. Let's hear some Pee-wees. 91.5 WMFO.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This one is gonna end in flames, a fireball implosion. Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
Ice will melt, water will boil. You and I will shake off this mortal coil. It's bigger than us. You don't have to worry about it. Ready or not, here comes the drop. You feel lucky when you know where you are. You know it's gonna come true. Here in your arms, I remember. It's only natural that I should want to be there with you. It's only natural that you should feel the same way too. It's easy when you don't try going on first impressions. Man in a cage has made his confession now. You've seen me at my worst, and it won't be the last time I'm down there. I want you to know I feel completely at ease. Read me like a book that's fallen down between your knees. Please let me have my way with you. It's only natural that I should want to be there with you. It's only natural that you should feel the same way too.
91.5 WMFU. That was Sugar Snow with It's Only Natural with from Woodfaced Reimagined. Now, Simone of Sugar Snow decided to do an interpretation of Crowded House's Woodface album and the entire album. So, this is a interesting project for her. Yeah. Justine and the Unclean gave you margaritas and secondhand smoke. And yes, thank you again to the Chelsea Curve for playing for us in Studio D. Let's see, what else, what do I have here? Ah, yes.
Just I'm going down.
91.5 WMFO. That was Wrecking Machine from Love Whip. Dr. Highway from Hip Tanaka, Down from Ball and Pivot. And I started that block off with The Blizzard of 78 with Cast a Long Shadow. Yes, it is that time for On the Tell Mikey D to part ways for another 7 days. But don't worry, Pam will be here next Wednesday with more live music, more recorded music, more local music, as it should be. Anyway, so I'm going to close out the show with, when did this come out? It came out in 2005, so, wow. I thought it was sooner. But anyway, it's one of my favorite tunes of hers. This is Juliana Hatfield, Digital Penetration, from the Made in China album. See you next time.